This is your Indianapolis Speedway station, KBMY, in Billings. Again this year, as for the past 4 years, it's the pleasure of the Keefe Auto Supply Company of Billings to bring you the Memorial Day Indianapolis Speedway race. This broadcast is presented in cooperation with the makers of Perfect Circle Piston Rings and dedicated to your local Doctor of Motors, that expert mechanic at your favorite auto repair shop. Year in and year out, Keefe Auto Supply has been furnishing Perfect Circle Piston Rings and other fine automotive parts to your Doctor of Motors. Now we take you to the Indianapolis Speedway for the Memorial Day race.
Because of the special broadcast that follows, Against the Storm, sponsored by the makers of Philip Morris cigarettes, will be heard 1/2 hour from now over many of these stations. We acknowledge the courtesy of the sponsors in making this move, and we take you now to the Indianapolis Speedway.
Good morning, race fans everywhere. It's the Indianapolis 500-mile race direct from the Speedway at Indianapolis, Indiana, presented by the makers and distributors of Perfect Circle Piston Rings and dedicated to your Doctor of Motors, your own favorite mechanic at your nearby garage. And now to bring you the thrilling start of this year's Indianapolis Speedway Classic, here's Bill Slater.
Good morning, everyone, from the Memorial Day sports capital of the entire world. We're gathered here today in Indianapolis, Indiana, for the 33rd annual running of the 500-mile Automobile Classic. Around this huge track, 2.5 miles of brick and asphalt encompassing 400 acres, there's gathered a crowd that's from 175,000 to 200,000. America's greatest sports crowd from all parts of the world, some from as far away as South America. They've come by train, they've come by car, they've come by plane. 1,300 planes have come into the various airports in Indianapolis here for this race. The weather, sunny and clear. The track is fast and excellent condition. There's an air of greater expectancy than ever here at Indianapolis this year. Maybe because it's the richest prize money of all time, $185,000. Maybe it's because in none of all the years that go back to 1911 have the cars been so fast, the average qualifying time, 128 miles per hour here. Maybe it's because of the tremendous interest centering around Maury Rose, the three-time winner who'll be running again today. He'll be trying to do what no man has ever done before, trying to win three in a row, and trying, too, to be the first driver in history to enter victory lane 4 times. Also trying to continue the 1-2 stranglehold that he and Bill Holland have had on this race since 1946. We're very close to the beginning of this Memorial Day Classic here in Indianapolis. The 33 starting cars are lining up, and I'm going to turn you over in just a moment to WIBC Mutual's man who is watching this race the whole year round, who'll line up the starting drivers for you. Here's Gene Kelly. Gene?
Remember, the fastest qualifying speed was 132.939 miles an hour, and the slowest qualifying speed was turned in the final day of qualification by Manuel Aiello and the Scheffler Offenhauser at 125.799. They'll line up in threes, inside out. Here we go. Duke Nealon, Sherman Oaks, California, driving the fastest car, the Novi Mobile Special. Rex Mays, Glendale, California, twin of the car that I just mentioned. Jack McGrath, South Pasadena, California. Row 2, Bill Holland, finished twice in a row, 47-48, driving the same car. He's from Reading, Pennsylvania. Dwayne Carter of Santa Monica, California. George Conner, driving the third of the Blue Crown Spark Plug Specials. It's the rear drive. Then comes Jimmy Jackson of Desert Hot Springs, California, in a car similar to the Blue Crowns. Then George Lynch from Detroit, Michigan, a former paratrooper who participated in 30 jumps during the war. Johnny Mann, same dirt track driver from Long Beach, California. And then the man to beat today, Maury Rose, the oldest of the drivers at 43, from South Bend, Indiana. Hal Cole, driving a car with the smallest engine in the race. Displacement of 220 cubic inches. Johnny Parsons, hottest dirt track driver the country over in the championship races. All-time record in the rear drive at 132.9. Myron Foer from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Mack Hellings driving the Don Lee car from Burbank, California. Duke Dinsmore from Dayton, Ohio. Joey Chitwood from Reading, Pennsylvania. Jackie Holmes from Indianapolis, Indiana. 22-year-old Bobby Sox favorite. Troy Ruttman, hot roadster driver from Ontario, California. Paul Russo from Hammond, Indiana, one of a team of two of the Tuffy Offies from Hammond, Indiana. Lee Wallard of Schenectady, New York, driving a Maserati this year. Jim Rathman, a rookie driver from Los Angeles, California. Bill Scheffler, former pole vaulter from USC from Los Angeles, California. Sam Hanks from Glendale, California. Norm Hauser, whose daddy was a famous mechanic for Tommy Milton, driving his first time today from Indianapolis, Indiana. Another rookie, George Fonda of Lansdale, Pennsylvania, driving the car that won the race in 1946. Then the bouncing Belgian, Charlie Van Acker from South Bend, Indiana. Johnny McDowell, who barely made it into the race today, and Bill will tell you about that later, from Los Angeles, California. rookie Bayless Leverett from Glendale, California, who turned in an amazing 129 in qualification. Then there's Bill Cantrell from Louisville, Kentucky, famed speedboat driver as well. Then there's Freddie Agabation of Albany, California, and Emil Andres in the second of the two twin Tuffy Offies from Blue Island, Illinois, and finally Manuel Ayulo of Burbank, California. 33 cars averaging 128 and a half miles an hour.
That's why we say to you this is probably going to be the greatest race in all the 32-year-old history of this Indianapolis Speedway Classic. Everything is getting in readiness for the beginning of the race now, and pretty soon Will Bishaw will climb in the pace car down there and lead these 33 cars, if all 33 of them start, around the track, and will be underway in this 33rd annual running of the Memorial Day 500-mile Speedway Classic here at Indianapolis. Tremendous indeed is the throng, and happy indeed is the throng. There are people from all walks of life and from all parts of the known world here today at Indianapolis. Beautiful movie stars, great figures from the sports world. And now below us, back home again in Indiana. Frank Parrish completes the singing of Back Home Again in Indiana. Here is a thrill that's approaching the speedway. Streaking across the sky down to the south of us there is a squadron of F-80 shooting stars from the 56th Fighter Wing at Selfridge Field. We'll try to get the roar of them as they swoop down over the speedway here. It's a terrific sight from here. They have been sweeping around in the background preparatory to this drive across the speedway here. And in talking with the 10th Air Force officials, I learned that there are many opportunities for young men, particularly 1949 college graduates, to earn their wings and fly these fastest jet planes in the world. I hear them coming, but I don't see them now. This is going to be an extra thrill for this speed-minded crowd here at Indianapolis today. And mechanical listeners will be interested to know that the Allison jet engines powering these planes are equipped with perfect circles. Commercial planes, too, use these famous rings. For example, TWA Transworld Airline, flying giant Constellations and Douglas Skyliners. In the U.S., Europe, Asia, and Africa, uses perfect circles in their right engines for dependable performance. Now, that squadron of shooting stars sweeping off to the distance there, they didn't come right down over the stands, which is perhaps a very good thing. Everybody is interested in exactly what happens as far as this race is concerned today. And I guess it's anybody's guess which of the drivers out there will be today's winner. But right down there in that smart new Oldsmobile, the pace car, which will be presented to the winner of this 1949 500-mile classic, sits a man, I believe, yes, who is a three-time Indianapolis winner. Am I right down there, Barry Lake?
You certainly are right, Bill. It's that veteran of the track, now president of the Speedway Corporation, Wilbur Shaw. Wilbur, I know it's old stuff for you to set the pace out here, but how does it feel to be riding in the pace car?
Well, frankly, I'd rather keep going in this Oldsmobile 88.
I can see what you mean, but after all, you're entitled to play it safe from now on.
Safe? I'd rather ride here than on the highways. These boys know what they're doing. Their cars are in perfect running condition, and they have the finest parts in the world.
Speaking of parts, since a piston ring manufacturer is sponsoring this broadcast, may I ask what make of ring you used to come home the winner?
You said that as if I didn't know who was sponsoring this broadcast. I'd probably get shot if I didn't say perfect circles. But it's true enough, I did use them, and I'd use them again.
Thank you, Wilbur Shaw. Now here's another gentleman I'd like to introduce to our listeners. The man who's riding with Wilbur Shaw in the pace car, Mr. Jack Wolfram, chief engineer of the Oldsmobile Division. And I'd like to ask you, sir, how you feel about this flying start you're about to make.
Believe me, it's a real thrill.
Aren't you a little bit nervous?
Why should I be nervous? With the best driver in the best car in the world, it's another case of the Futuramic Oldsmobile with its rocket engine being right out there in front.
With perfect circles?
Well, probably. Perfect Circle has been one of Oldsmobile's piston ring sources for 23 years. And our Oldsmobile dealers recommend Perfect Circles in their service department.
Thank you, Jack Wolfram. You know, folks, it means a lot of an automotive engineer specifies Perfect Circles. Because the men who build cars know what parts give real performance in new or used engines. So to save gas, increase power, and stop oil pumping, ask your doctor of motors, your favorite mechanic, to install Perfect Circles, the most honored name in piston rings. And back to the Pagoda.
From the Pagoda up here, we have a magnificent view of the home straightaway and of the backstretch. And during the course of this 500-mile race today, Mutual, giving you this exclusive broadcast, will keep every segment of this race under constant observation. We have men at all the turns. We have the backstretch covered. We'll have a special man down in the pit. That'll be Barry Lake, who's going to the pits right now, so that you'll be able to see exactly what happens around and around this track. We're going to move around the track, picking up Sid Collins on the south turn, Gene Kelly on the backstretch, Jimmy Shelton on the north turn, when the pace lap is started. That will be in just a moment, because you can hear those roars in the background indicating the approach of the race. Now, we're going to move around the track to give you just a little view of what these men can see at various spots. They're commencing to roll these cars. No, here goes the pace lap. They're starting the race early today. Here goes the pace lap. There goes Duke Nalen, Rex Mays, Jack McGrath in formation in the first line. Now Bill Holland, Carter, Connor. The next line, Jackson, Lynch, Mance. The next line, Rose, Cole, Parsons. Four in the next line, Hellings and Dinsmore. Now they're finishing the trip down the straightaway. This is just the pace lap. They'll make a flying start after they've come around. And we take you into the south turn now, and Sid Collins.
All right, Bill Slater, here they come around the southwest turn. 32 times before, this pace car has left the field around the bend of the southwest turn into the south straightaway as the drivers get the feel of their cars. On some, Lady Luck will shine just as the sun is shining this very moment. The rainbow color mingles with the asphalt of the 660-foot south straightaway directly in front of us. Today, there are seasoned veterans in these cars, as well as some youngsters trying their wings for the first time. Here comes the entire pace lap, the 33 cars in front of us, and there goes the red Oldsmobile pace car. Just a few moments, they start the 200 trips around this magnificent speedway course. George Lynch in 26 adjusts his goggles. Jack McGrath grits his teeth as they pass us here. Now the spectators in the back stretch are going to get their first glimpse of the splendorous procession. So for a verbal view of the back stretch, back to the Pagoda.
These men must stay perfectly aligned as they come down that back stretch. If they get out of line whatsoever, they are consulted and possibly disqualified from the race. That front line is staying even. The two Novis with Duke Nalen and Rex Mays, the boys that are definitely favored to win today, the fastest cars, but which have never won this race. They're aligned by a little car, the City of Tacoma, which finished last year in sixth money, this year with a new driver, Jack McGrath. All right, North Turn.
This is the North Turn. Of course, this is the pace lap. The next one will really pay off. And that big Oldsmobile pace car is flashing around the northeast turn. And three-quarters of a mile more will mean the 500 is on. That guy, Wilbur Shaw, is in that pace car today. As you know, he has won here before. And, of course, he's in the pace car today, driving the boys around. This is the practice lap, more or less. It's a chance for the boys to get the feel of things, to sort of know their car again. Of course, they qualified these cars before, but now maybe it's been 4 or 5 days since they've been in the cars. And it's high time. Here comes the pace car now, flashing around the northeast turn. Wilbur Shaw has that great big smile there, as usual. The drivers in their shining helmets and goggles make a person's heart beat just a little bit faster as they pass up here. You hear the bombs bursting in the background. Yes, this is the pace lap. Now they're going into the northwest turn. The pace picks up here. They're going down the home stretch, and I believe Bill Slater can just about see him coming into view now. Bill, take over.
They are just turning into the home stretch. Wilbur Shaw, driving the Oldsmobile pace car, is, of course, out in front of them. This is the parade lap. They'll go across the starting line here, and starter Seth Klein will whip down the green flag, and the 500-mile race will be on. Now they're in full view coming down the home stretch here. They'll cross the starting line in a matter of about a minute. Wilbur is picking up the speed. The pace car is hitting about 80 now. Now he's got the speed up. He'll pull off on an apron to get out of the way. He's pulling out of the way on the apron. Here they go, and they're underway. There goes Sale, and there goes McGrath. There goes Rex Mays. There they go on the first lap. Now into the south turn. Come in, Sid Collins, on the south turn.
And as they come around the south turn, directly in front of our broadcasting booth, right down the south straightaway, it's number 84, Duke Nalen, followed by Rex Mays, followed by Jack McGrath, Bill Holland, and George Conner. They're going out to the south end. Right, Fred, take it, Gene Kelly.
All right, Duke Nalen's in the lead. And remember, fans, this race started 1 minute early. They actually started 1 minute early. They did not start on time. One car was withdrawn at the last minute, spider web. So you fans out at Bell, California, will have to root for somebody else today. Nayland's still in the lead. Creeping up slowly behind him is Rex Mays, and it looks as though those Novi's are going to run 1-2. These two cars will share all winnings if they finish in the money. Right north turn.
On the north turn is Nayland, Mays, McGrath, Holland, and Dwayne Carter. Just the way they were back up in it. Now they're in the stretch. Come in, Bill Slater.
Here they come down the straightaway. Let's see who wins the first lap and gets the first $100. $100 for winning every lap. There goes Duke Nayland. He's number one. Number two is Rex Mays. Coming in, number 17 is Dwayne Carter. There's Jack McGrath. Now they're going into the south turn. Now we'll count the cars. 32 of them are running. There goes four by. There goes number 19. That's Paul Russo. There goes number 32. That's McDonald. There goes number 71. That's Jimmy Jackson. Flashing by, and now they'll commence to get around that first turn, and the field negotiated that first south turn. That's why we whipped you so quicker to Sid Collins there, because the difficulty is always in the jamming on the first lap. But they've successfully negotiated the first lap. I counted 32 cars as they went by here, although I see Seth Klein is moving out here toward the starting line. He has his caution flag out there, but whether that'll apply to them when they come around at the end of the second lap or not, I don't know. I think there's been a bit of an accident down near the south turn there. Gene Kelly, can you see anything down there through your long glasses?
How about it, Sid? You're on the south turn. Anything happen? The caution light is on.
I can see it perfectly, Gene. Number 26, the car driven by George Lynch, went into a spin high on the southwest turn. It spun down off the track, into the dirt, on the grass. Duke Nayland was in first position as he went by. Lynch was back about 15 cars. He stepped out of his car, seems to be in perfect physical shape. The accident had the cars and the record. Now back to Gene Kelly.
George Lynch is the fellow that is driving Lou Ratney's car, and unfortunately there was an accident in the Ratney car 2 years ago when it was a 16th on the job with the late Shorty Kaplan at the wheel. Lynch is a rookie driver from Detroit, Michigan. Check and see, said, if possible, if there's any damage to the car or if the driver crawled out of that car. Can you see whether he's gotten out of the car yet?
He is sitting in the car. The ambulance is moving up towards the car, helping him out of the cockpit of the control. They have a stretcher. However, he is moving ahead, his arms, his legs. It seems to be all right. He's taking his helmet off under his own power. Now back to Gene Kelly.
All right, Bill.
All right, here we are. Now, here's how the race is getting itself underway. The Novi's, with their tremendous speed, have taken the lead here at the beginning. We're about at the end of the third lap. And leading on the first two laps is Duke Nayland. Right behind him was his teammate, Rex Mays. And right behind them, coming up in close, was Dwayne Carter, driving number 17. You've been told about George Lynch's difficulty down there. It's good to know that he's not severely hurt. And now we have exactly 31 cars left in the race. The green flag is back up again here at the starting line. There goes the Duke again. There's Mays right behind him. And you can tell what a lead they have because the next car is coming along now. That's Dwayne Carter. There's Bill Holland in fourth place. Up there is Johnny Parsons, number 33. And the race is commencing to take a very inconclusive pattern. Johnny Vance is up there. There goes number two in the white car, Mr. Four. Now these cars will be settling down, and we'll begin to see the pattern. As expected, the Novi's, driven by Duke Nayland and Rex Mays, are in the lead here at the beginning. The Steady Blue Crown Specials, and there are three of them here, are well up and in good position. So now we'll be checking the early pattern of this race and checking around the track for any incidents or happenings that are attendant upon the opening of this 500-mile classic. And while we're doing that, I'm going to turn you over here in our pagoda point of vantage to Gordon Graham. Gordon, got a question there?
Who's your choice as to today's winner? Whoever it is, it's a sure thing his mechanic has done his very best to put that car in top condition. And you know, here at the Speedway, experienced pit mechanics install perfect circles because they're convinced that no other piston rings are made with the same care and precision, engineered as thoroughly or tested as completely. That's why America's Doctors of Motors, expert mechanics everywhere, show their piston ring preference by installing millions of perfect circles every year. Superior engineering always means powerful, dependable, economical service. Yes, on speedway or on highway, the driver who depends on perfect circles gets the best out of his car. So to save gas, increase power, and stop oil pumping, ask your Doctor of Motors, your favorite mechanic, to install perfect circles, the most honored name in piston rings.
Now, here at the start of the 500-mile classic at Indianapolis, Duke Nayland is still leading. Rex Mays is still in second place. Dwayne Carter is in third place. Now, while we're getting the pattern of this race in its early stages developed here for you, to give you a complete rundown during this first half-hour coverage from Indianapolis, of course, we'll be back all day giving you all of the details and all of the happenings in this thrilling event here. I'd like us to get just a little bit more mechanical detail as to what kind of cars are driving here today, and I'm going to turn you for that purpose back to Gene Kelly. He's been in the pits the last 3 weeks watching these things close up. Gene?
Three of the first five cars, which are still in the same lap, and the fifth is coming up right now, are front drive cars. But the differences are that the number one and the number two cars, which are the Novi Mobile Specials driven by Duke Nadel and Rex Mays, two heavy-footed lads from California, is that they are V8, modified V8 custom-built jobs, which were put together by Flood Winfield, his brother Ed, engineering expert, and the block originally built by Louis Meyer, who now has a real four-cylinder outfit out of California, three-time winner himself. These cars, of course, are eight-cylinder jobs, and there are very few of them in the race. There are only four eight-cylinder cars, the two Novi Mobile Specials, which are Freddy's, and the two Maserati cars, which are rears. The Maseratis aren't in the money yet, or at least the top five money. Now here is Bill Hunnam sneaking up into third place, and we told you to watch out for Bill. It was a perfect start. Every one of the 32, yes, there were 32 cars starting, got away perfectly, and there wasn't anybody left at that starting line when they came around. Most of these cars are rear drives, and we're keeping our eyes and ears peeled for Johnny Parsons' number 12 Curtis Craft Special, which was built by Frank Curtis and is owned by Ed Walsh of St. Louis, Missouri. Johnny was the hottest dirt track man last year, winning 200 milers, and he set an all-time record here for a rear drive car at 132.9 flat. But right now it's the three front drive cars: Novi Mobile Special Duke Nayland, Novi Mobile Special Rex Mays, Blue Crown Spark Plug Special Bill Holland, Dwayne Carter. Watch out for that fellow in a four rear drive. The Merle Bellinger Special out of Southport, Indiana, in fourth place, and number 33, Jack McGrath, in a little 247 cubic inch displacement job, running in fifth place and doing an excellent job. That car finished last year. Right, Bill Slater.
Now, to get everything completely up to date, especially, let me give you the detail on the two cars that are already out of the race right here in the opening moments. The car to be driven by Spider Webb of Bell, California, and this is to have been his second start here, did not start because of mechanical trouble encountered in warming up. That was a car entered by Lou and Bruce Fromm of Los Angeles, California, an Offenhauser, four-cylinder rear drive. That's out of the race. George Lynch of Detroit spun on his second lap on that south turn, and he appears to be unhurt, and I believe is out of the race. That's the car entered by Lou Rassi of Detroit, Michigan. It was qualified at 128 miles an hour approximately, another Offenhauser. So those two men are out of the race at this particular point. Now, you know exactly... moving up to fifth place now is George Connor in that Blue Crown Special that was built for dirt track racing to be raced by Bill Holland, one of the three Lou Moore cars on here. The others, of course, driven by Maury Rose and by Bill Holland, the fellows who have finished one and two the last 2 years. As predicted, and as we have said before, it's the Novis driven by Duke Nayland, who drove such a whale of a race here last year and had a little bit of fuel difficulty and wasn't able to hold his lead that he held right up to the last 15 laps. Nayland and Rex Mays. Mays always a favorite and the youngest driver when he first came in here to ever ride to the Indianapolis Speedway. Connor in that is moved up to fourth place now in that Blue Crown Special. So you've got Nayland in first place. You've got Rex Mays in second place. You've got Dwayne Carter in third place. George Connor is moving up there, and Bill Holland is up toward the front of the race, too. Now, the cars are continuing to grind around the track, as you can hear, and despite that mishap to George Lynch, so good to know, and I know his friends in Detroit will be glad to know that he was not hurt on that crack up on the second lap, but he is out of the race. Everything has started without any untoward incidents, and that's more than it usually means, because there's been a tremendous amount of talk around Indianapolis the last couple of days, centering around the fact that this is the fastest field that ever qualified here at Indianapolis. 128 miles and some, average qualifying speed. A fella had to go 126 miles on the qualifications to be the slowest qualifier in the whole blessed race. And of course, it's by a considerable margin the highest qualifying time ever been established here, meaning that this is the fastest field that's ever driven at Indianapolis. Now, one of the reasons why it's the fastest field that's ever driven here at Indianapolis is, as Gene Kelly told you, due to the fact that there are 11 men driving the speedway for the first time. And they're a bit of younger blood, and they're daring, and they put that pedal down to the board, and they ride this huge 2.5 mile brick and asphalt speedway here at Indianapolis. That's one of the reasons why everybody is so pleased at the start of the race got itself underway without anybody being seriously hurt. I'm going to swing around the track now, pick up any further information that's come in down on the south turn. Let's see what Sid Collins can see for us down there on that dangerous south turn. How's it now down there, Sid?
Everything's running smoothly down here, Bill. George Lynch's car, the auto shipper special, modified about 120 miles an hour, is now completely immobilized off the track on the grass, and lots of the railbirds are hanging over the fence watching this, which is the most action we've seen so far in the race on this particular batting course. 26, a bright orange automobile, completely smashed into the front, on the right, also on the left. We think it hit the wall. We saw it as it spun down. Up there in the tire and skid marks, it did hit the wall and spun down directly in front of the path of three oncoming cars. They swung up high and the thunder. Lynch was thrown by the car and hung onto the side while the car ground to a stop down the west. That's all from South Turn right now. Back to Bill Slater in the Pagoda.
Gene Kelly, can you pick us up about a minute's worth of observations here right now?
Duke Snyder has, Duke Nadel, I should say. I'm thinking of the outfielder for the Brooklyn Dodgers, but Nadel just hit a home run himself. He's left the field, and Duke is driving a sensational race. Now, Barry, if you can hear me down in the pit, I just want a fast reaction as to how that Nadel pit crew is acting. They got a little bit excited last year. How are they reacting right down there with their boards right now, Barry?
Well, I've just been down in Bill Cantrell's pit. Gene, his fuel mixture was too lean, and he wasn't getting any speed out. His car was heating up a little bit, too. Now they've gritchened up the mixture. He's not going to have to come in again for that trouble, and he's going to get a more speed out of that car. All that was matter with Ernie Andrews was he had a loose foot bracket, had to replace it. Here comes Cantrell back in. He just passed us on the way down to the pit. And I'm going to send it back to you while I go down and see if he's still having trouble with his fuel, Gene.
That's the first car into the pit. Also, one car out of the race, George Lynch, and of course, Spiderweb, who did not start. Most of the cars now are in their 10th lap. Nalen's still leading. Mays on his heels. Bill Holland running a very steady third place. Still in fourth spot now is George Cutter in that surprising baby blue crown. They replaced the engine this year. They only had a 220 dirt track job last year that made the wheelbase longer and the car longer, and it's riding like a speedway car right now. Dwayne Carter started off in third, dropped to fourth, but is running a steady fifth right now. Bill?
I was just looking over in the grandstand, and I see lovely Linda Von Howell seated over there. She's the same movie actress who's going to present the trophy to the winner here at Indianapolis today and also kiss the winner when he comes into victory lane. And she's expecting to get by with the kiss this year, although last year Molly Rose was a little bit coy about getting kissed there in victory lane. The crowd settled down now to the drive that will last, of course, as long as it takes these men who will travel at about, I predict, 120-mile average. I'm sure the record will be broken today, and that means it'll take them a little bit over 4 hours to complete the 500 miles that they make in the 200 laps around this 2.5-mile track here in Indianapolis. And as we have said repeatedly, although you cannot tell anything about the eventual result of the race from what's happened in this first 17 minutes of it that we brought you here on this broadcast, it is nonetheless true that the Novis, Duke Nalen, Rex Mays, have started. There's Jack McGrath slowing down as it's headed to the pit right now. Time for the first lap was 1:11:11, or at an average of 126 and 5/10 miles per hour. That's a new track record for Duke Nalen, breaking the mark of Rex Mays, who made it in 123 miles per hour back in 1948, a year ago. So already in this record-breaking department, we've had a record smashed here at Indianapolis. I'd suggest that you all hang with us all day long because I am positive that this is going to be one of the greatest thrilling speed classics in the history of automobile racing. It's just starting out that way, and it's just starting out with the feeling that this is the one that's going to break things wide open as far as Indianapolis records are concerned. And now I see that they're slowing them down a little bit. The caution flag is down, but we don't detect anything amiss from this particular point right now. It's probable that for some reason or another, they're going to slow them down for a little while, and we're looking around, but we determine nothing so far that's within view of any of our microphones.
Something in the north turn, Bill.
It's something up on the north turn. And everybody obeying the yellow flag is slowing down and staying in place. We'll have complete reports for you all day long on our broadcast. You've been listening to the start of the Indianapolis 500-mile race, presented by the makers and distributors of Perfect Circle Piston Rings, the rings chosen by men who know, the men who make and service America's cars. Stay tuned to your mutual station for further Perfect Circle Speedway broadcasts from Indianapolis.
Against the Storm, sponsored by the makers of Philip Morris cigarettes, follows over most of these stations in just one moment. Kate Smith Sings, usually heard at this time, has been canceled today only. This is the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.
KBMY Billings. This broadcast of the 500-mile Indianapolis Speedway race
is sponsored by the Keefe Auto Supply Company of Billings. It's presented in cooperation with the makers of Perfect Circle Piston Rings and Perfect Circle Power Service Products. It's dedicated to your own doctor of motors, the expert mechanic at your favorite auto repair shop. Since 1919, the Keefe Auto Supply Company has been your major motor parts and garage equipment distributor for the Midland Empire area.
It's Here's an announcement regarding a lost dog. Lost, a collie, thoroughbred female dog with long, pointed nose. 6 years old. Answers to the name of Goldie. Was last seen in front of the Hart Albin building Sunday evening and was led away by some children. Has collar and license number 502. If you have any information concerning this collie, get in touch with E.H. Keefe of the Keefe Auto Supply Company. $10 reward will be paid for information leading to the safe return of the dog. Phone 4125 or 3940.